sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the second Sunday of Advent, December 8th, 2024, entitled The Way to Peace. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
All flesh shall see the salvation of God. Well, congratulations to Kathleen for getting through all of those rulers and governors and... Yeah, that's always a bit of a maneuver. You know, as I was putting together materials for the second of the four last things study this coming week, I realized that it's actually a very tall order to consider death, judgment, hell, and heaven in just a little over 4 hours. And I was thinking that probably hope, peace, joy, and love might be a stretch easier, which may be the reason that things have kind of leaned that way. But I couldn't help thinking also that the outlines can do little more than create countless rabbit holes for anyone who wants to dig a little deeper. And it also reminded me about just how much everything connects to everything else in a complex web when we're willing to go just a little bit deeper in any exploration.
Where any aspect of a consideration of our faith is concerned. If you weren't able to join us last Monday but would like to... be with us tomorrow, December the 9th. You can consider this a bit of a promo for that study, and you're welcome to join us. Just let me know a little beforehand, and I'll make sure that you get materials before tomorrow.
Everything connects to everything else. John's call to repentance and his invitation to baptism was unique. We Christians tend to consider baptism from our own narrow understanding. Baptism as a water ritual of belonging was not uncommon throughout Hebrew and Jewish communities of John's time. John the Baptist, so named for his distinctive baptism endeavors, was clear that his baptism was a baptism of repentance. John's message was but a continuation of the message of all the prophets before him. Through repentance, God would lead God's people home. The call to repentance was a call to come home. And that connects very much to the Exodus story when God called the Hebrews out of slavery, home to the promised land. Later, when Israel was called to exile in Babylon, God again invited them back to Jerusalem, back to their homeland. The call of the prophets through the ages is to God's people to repent and return. Return back home where we belong. Standing probably at best knee-deep in the water of the muddy Jordan, the very stream crossed centuries before to enter the promised land, John was issuing the age-old call to return. Not to a nation, not to a society, or even to a special interest group. The call was to the individual. Return home. The answer to the invitation to repent is confession. God answers with grace-filled forgiveness. In the ancient Christian pattern of worship, the sequence is very common: invitation or call to repentance, confession of sin, absolution, naming the certainty of forgiveness, and then exchange of the peace. And notice how that progression ends. It ends with peace. The pattern is invitation, repentance, assurance of forgiveness, and that all results in peace. It may be inconspicuous, but that's the order whenever we gather for worship: invitation, repentance, forgiveness, peace. And that is the only road to real peace. Living in Western culture these days seems to be all about finding a minority interest group with which to align ourselves. If we can find a label for ourselves, we're being told, that solidifies our identity, helps us to answer the burning questions about who we are. People are struggling to know who they are these days. Where they fit in. And for the most part, the majority of people have left the places that would help them with those identity questions. They've left the organizations and the sub-communities that have been part of life in the Western world for decades and probably centuries. That questioning, that searching for our identity may begin when we're teenagers, but if it's not resolved, it continues. Ideally, we're told, the best or perhaps the most profitable identity is aligned with a persecuted minority. It's ideal, I guess, if you can claim to belong to a social, sexual, political, or religious minority, because minorities have de facto permission to call out the rest of society on mistreatment and past injustice. That seems to naturally grant the right and claim to financial reparations. And that seems to be the pattern these days. Now, there's a lot about our history of which we can't be proud. We've done some pretty stupid and inhumane things to each other in the past. And unfortunately, we still do. The way we've treated and still treat people who are different because of culture, skin color, ethnicity, language, sexuality, religion, or politics. We're trying harder than ever, it seems, to erase past injustices with public apologies, monetary compensation, pulling down or covering up statues of historical figures, rewriting textbooks, a variety of attempts in vain to change the past. And it shouldn't surprise us when none of that works. But we are surprised. We can't change the past. History, driven by human nature, is ugly. And the future, if driven by human nature, will be too. And while we can be certain of the tendency for history to repeat itself, we need to be aware that those who don't learn it are the ones doomed to repeat it. The woke culture we're hearing so much about was once upon a time about awareness. It was about being awake. Its original relationship, in its origins, it named something of the relationship between black and white populations in American population. But unfortunately, it's now applied itself almost strictly to identity politics. There's value in being woke as it was originally conceived. There's value in being aware and awake. Actually, Jesus warned us to be awake. Unfortunately, it's become twisted and deformed now, insisting on political correctness, and has led to what is now known as cancel culture. The vast majority of society is now afraid to speak, lest someone is offended by their opinion and decides to cancel them. If I don't agree with your opinion, I cancel you. You're dead to me. Being woke now further divides an already polarized society. But there's a better way, and it's not new. Everything is connected with everything else. The way to true peace is repentance. At the core of Christian faith is this notion that we each need to yield our self-interest to others. Acknowledging our personal failure to hit the mark, which is the definition of sin, it's not hitting the mark, not reaching the standard. Acknowledging our personal failure, our sin, makes repentance, which is strictly turning around, it makes repentance possible. When we acknowledge that we haven't hit the mark, then we are able to turn around. John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. It's the way to peace. Let there be peace on earth, as the song goes, and let it begin with me. The repentance needs to happen here. John issued the ancient prophetic call to make the crooked straight. Return. All flesh shall see the salvation of God.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.